alpha granules contain a set of specific as well as non-specific peptide mediators of coagulation and anticoagulation, inflammation, regeneration, and immunity. Their membranes reveal an early platelet leukocyte activator of aggregation, P-selectin, that appears on their surfaces during the activation of platelets. Alpha granules also contain thrombospondin, another aggregation activator, von Willebrand factor, and factor 8 and 5 coagulation factors, fourth thrombocytic heparin neutralizing factor, beta thrombomodulin, and finally fibrinogen and fibronectin. Delta granules, dense bodies, are rich in biogenous amines, histamine, serotonin, and epinephrine, adenine nucleotides, ADP, and ATP, and ionized calcium. So-called lambda granules are lysosomes with typical enzymatic content, including acid hydrolases. Major functions of platelets are forming of a white thrombus, also called primary or agglutination, or the Zahn thrombus, which is responsible for primary hemostasis, hemostasis in the vessels of diameters less than 50 to 100 micrometers, triggering out a spasm in the injured blood vessels through lipid and amine vasoconstrictors, speeding up fibrin formation. Activation of platelets results in decrease of sphingomyelin content on their surface, while its phosphatidylcholine content increases. Formerly, this phenomenon was called blood thromboplastin, or third platelet factor. This results, in its turn, in the development of phospholipid glycoprotein cradle for fibrinogenesis and growth of the thrombus. In addition, platelets produce 1, 5, and 8 coagulation factors. Initiation of tissue reparation and angiogenesis on account of the growth factors, chronic thrombocytopenias, result in faulty reparation of blood vessels and development of secondary vasopathia. Stabilization of fibrin